This is a book I recommend for all Zen practitioners. And he's going to fly in the face of the contemporary understanding of particularly Zen Buddhism. This is Yamada Roshi. I met Yamada Roshi, and I'd have to really think back. I met him and his wife at the ZCLA. They came to visit with Maizumi Roshi, and it may have been around the time when The Gateless Gate was being published. For those of you who know anything about Yamada Roshi, and if you've read The Three Pillars of Zen, you know that he had one of the classical Kenshos. See, Kensho, something that Yasutani said terrified the Soto priests in Japan. They run and hid when they heard of enlightenment. It's also true here. There's no enlightenment. Yamada Roshi stands in opposition to that by his experience. And the book is called Zen, The Authentic Gate. Now, there's some background here I won't go into. But Yamada Roshi died in 1989, and I believe he was 82 at the time. When I met him, his wife was here. He was, for me, a remarkable man because he was a lay practitioner, a hospital administrator. His wife was, I believe, was the head doctor, or she was one of the important people there in that hospital. See, and he had a family. See, and Roshi told me about the way he practiced. He would go to work every day and then rush to sit with Yasutani. And he held Doksan with Yasutani. See, almost on a continuous weekly basis. A totally committed person. See, he had the time to do this. Why? Because he felt this was the most important thing. See, this is the greatest, endeavor that a sentient being, a human being, can involve themselves in. See, if they truly care about those that are near and dear and the condition of this samsaric world at large. See, when I was talking to Kujaku, see, we both had the same thing. See, this was back to basics. I don't want to say old-time religion, but it had a little bit of that. See, but he's going to take the notion of religion apart. See, but it had back to the basics. Why do we practice? What brought the Shakyamuni Buddha into practice? And then he's going to walk you, see, take you by the hand, and he's going to walk you through what it means. And without enlightenment, there is no Zen Buddhism. See, as a matter of fact, without the story and the realization and actualization of the Buddha, see, there is no Buddhism. And to say that there is no enlightenment and it's simply a psychological or a philosophical journey that you're involved with, see, and why the religious aspect? Why put on these robes? See, I can answer that, and I have answered this. Actually, Kujaku said to me, when she said what she found so refreshing with the book, was going, and she exaggerated some. She said, Nyogen, this is just what you've been saying, but from a different perspective. Well, I just wish I could actually compare it to Yamada Roshi. But what is very clear, see, is that the story of Buddha Dharma is real. It is something that you have to realize, something that you have to actualize. And he is a man who did it. He isn't some mythical character of several thousand years ago. I met him. I listened to him talk. I met his wife. See? And he was a remarkable man who demonstrated for each and every one of us, see, that this can be done. His journey, if you like, is the journey of the Shakyamuni Buddha, is the journey of each one of us. And yet, most will fall by the wayside. Not because, see, you don't have the intrinsic nature, the inherent Buddha Dharma, see, because of our attachment to the world. And he says, and he starts out, in a sense, new agey things that have nothing to do with true Buddhism. And you can ask the basic question of yourself, why do you practice? See, I can say for myself and for most of the people that I work with, because of some form of suffering. And he starts by pointing out that the Shakyamuni Buddha sought relief, see, from the four sufferings: birth, death, old age, sickness. See? And this is something that we all have to contend with. And we labor in total ignorance because we think we are immortal. He actually has a nice sense of humor, as I remembered, and I would think I was telling Kujako, he laughed easily. See, a lot of Zen people were intense and stuff, but I found him very warm, very engaging. And he ran a Zen center in his home, and many Catholic priests and nuns, a variety of different kind of folks came through, and I think I have it down here because I just started reading through it. See, he saw that Zen Buddhism was applicable to anyone. See, all you have to be is a sentient being. See, a human being. See, and you are innately endowed with this wondrous Buddha nature, but it is covered, see, with ignorance. We're trapped, see, in service to the self. See, but what is one of the major fears, an underlying fear? Our own mortality. See, I'm 81. Yamada Roshi, I believe he was 82 when he died, and he fell and was nearly bedridden, as I recall, for quite a long time. I think Domon, I've mentioned this to Domon, I think your father used to fall. Didn't he have some problems with that? See, and certainly my father did. And now Domon took it to heart. He had a little bit more of a nudge of me saying, take care of your legs as you age. See, because you'll start, and you can watch people come around here, see, and they, as they start to age, their balance starts to go, see, and they become lazy because it's too hard to get up and do any kind of exercising. It becomes quite easy if you fall and you break some serious bones. See, fear our own mortality. The other night, Domon asked Mujo, does he ever wake up at night, see, in terror of dying? Mujo said that he doesn't. See, and I believe Mujo. See, Mujo has years and years of practice, very devoted practice, but he has been eyeball to eyeball with death, where the experts told him, fill out your papers, get everything in order. You're not going to make it. Am I exaggerating? No. And he's been with his friends as they died. But what makes the difference? I've talked to Mujo. See, our practice makes the difference. See, and he, Yamada Roshi, is going to point out that if your practice doesn't move you, transcending life and death, it isn't worth the journey. You're not actualizing your practice. See, the principal aim, he said, of Buddhism is to resolve the problem of life and death. Samsara. This is the ego-bound realm, see, the dualistic realm that we exist in. This is when you turn on your television, you look at the papers. This is the realm of samsara that we live in. It is continuously filled with all kinds of suffering. He said, we suffer internally from the myriad passions, see, what our likes and our dislikes, see, then on the external world, see, there's the cold and there's the fear and there's hurricanes and there's earthquakes. And I just heard, I think it was yesterday from Hoso. They're in Sashin now. And she said the earthquake was the most frightening earthquake they've had there. She said the movement shook the building in two different ways. Windows were rattled. She said, Nyogen, it was the most frightening. She said, but minimum damage, see. It could have been a total catastrophe. These are large rock walls, see, shaking just a little. You never know. We're continuously on the edge, see. See, we walk on the edge of the abyss, our own mortality. And whether we're aware of it, see, and this is what I heard in Domon's statement, see, that, yes, see, at a certain level, if you can begin to appreciate, see, at a visceral level, you're going to die. Does that surprise you that I can make that prognosis? And I'm infallible on that. There is nobody in this room. Fred says, not him. But we remember, and actually Yamada Roshi brings up from Zen a couple of sort of funny little poems about this where a good sense of humor. But it summarized what Domon said here some years ago when we were talking about the issue of death. And he said he could sit in this room and he can visualize all of you dying, but he can't visualize himself dying. And then all of a sudden, this one poem says, all of a sudden you wake up and you find that you are one of them, see, on your way out. Wagyo, Joshin, see? Always there's the coming and the going. But this practice can transcend it, see?